Welcome to One More Game, presented by Hoosier Pickleball. I'm your host, Matt Brandenberger, along with my... I don't have a great adjective tonight. Distracted? Wait, you're still looking?
Well, I thought you wanted me to find that video.
Oh, yeah. We'll look at a video here in a
second. I don't know that I want to do that.
I think it's funny. We'll talk about it in a second. So, we're here. It's actually Sunday night. This will come out hopefully early tomorrow morning. So this is going to be very relevant on the ball, but it's going to be very short because, in all honesty, this was supposed to be a bang dang gal. So probably all of our huge BDO supporters are wondering why you're not Ryan Kearns.
But, so confusing.
Yeah, I'm confused right now.
I thought, you don't even know what day it is.
I don't even. I really don't. Maybe we just need to take a break from this because I feel like every week we say, this is the craziest week yet, but
this was
literally, this was the culmination.
I have never had
has to be
please, such a crazy week.
Please, Lord, help this to be the craziest week I've ever had. I think I worked nearly 100 hours. I should add it up, but I'm scared to. But yeah, last Monday, Abby left me for 3 days.
So please finish that sentence.
And drove to Miami with a friend. Did we talk about that in the last episode?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. But she drove down to Miami.
To take a dog.
To take a dog. To get on a plane. Out. To Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. You can't put a dog. Did you know this? You can't put a dog in the cargo hold of a plane flying out of Fort Wayne in the middle of winter because it will die. It will freeze to death.
That sounds sad.
So they had to take. We had to drive this dog.
Miami seems excessive though. Surely Atlanta, it wouldn't die. Okay, but why Atlanta would have been fun?
No, I'm not the airlines.
Okay,
well, I didn't ask. So I kind of think
you just want to go to Miami for a day, but.
So I drove with my friend to Miami while you were opening ace.
Yeah, we.
Not great timing.
Opened ace. It's officially opened. Next time we record our pod, hopefully we will actually be at ace again.
Yeah.
But we literally have not had time, so we were like, let's get something out. Let's do a pod real quick. So this is, I said 5 minutes. It'll probably go a little longer than that. But yeah. We didn't even do our mics. So I don't know how good the sound quality will be. So let's make sure we enunciate and speak loudly.
Okay.
But yeah, glad you joined us here. We've got a few things that we thought we would discuss. First of all, Ace being open is awesome.
It's going to be, I feel like we're going to probably talk about, like, at least in Fort Wayne, there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment period to
100%.
How it's going to work, because we are so used to getting our people, paying for 2 hours, and playing with 8 or 9 people at Wildwood.
Yep.
So, like, to go to Ace, and, like, there's all sorts of people there, and mixing in, it's fine. It's going to be an adjustment. There's going to be growing pains among all members,
yes,
and non-members.
And being the acting general manager right now and getting to hear from all levels is very interesting.
Okay.
Fun at times, but you have the people who are the lower level who are saying, oh, this higher group is being snobby and they won't let me in their games. Or one guy told me that when he plays with some of the higher level people, he can feel when they're not really trying their hardest and are just kind of annoyed that they have to play with them. And I was like, man, that's something to be aware of.
But what should you do?
Well, like,
should you play as hard as you can
and just destroy them? It's a fine line, but I think it's more in the attitude.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a good reminder. No matter what level you're at, embrace who you're playing with.
Right. And my encouragement is, because we pay a monthly fee, we have unlimited play.
Mm-hmm.
We now, I mean, hopefully can play more.
Sure.
And so be willing to
pay it forward.
Yeah, be willing to spend some time on a court with maybe people who aren't ideal for you.
Yeah, fair to say. So it's, I agree, there's going to be an adjustment period, but I really...
But it is hard, because if I got stuck in a group, that would be hard. I would be frustrated.
Absolutely.
So it's just going to take some grace.
Yeah.
I think we had a whole episode on just having grace on people.
100%, we did.
Speaking of previous episodes.
Yeah.
See, this is going to be longer than 5 minutes, because I got things to say.
Okay.
My ACL video is going viral again.
Why?
Somebody reposted it on pickleball.com.
Oh, wow.
And people are so mean.
Are we going to have to do another episode? Oh, yeah. We read all the comments.
All the comments. Yeah. So the amount of people who are like, obviously, you spend too much time on the couch. Obviously.
Fatty. Jeez, why too much time on the couch? They clearly do not know you. Were they talking to me?
Or somebody was like, clearly too old for this.
That is really funny.
So anyways, go to, it's an Instagram account. It's gone viral again. Super fun.
Yeah. Back to Ace and playing with people of different levels. You transitioned a little too quickly because I wanted to say a great example of that. I want to give a shout out to Jackie Kawamoto. She came into the club this week and
she's the sweetest person.
Oh my gosh.
Like alive.
Yeah. And I've gotten the privilege of playing with her a handful of times. So she came in and she's going to hopefully do some more stuff with us at Ace. So we had a meeting and then she stayed and played around a couple days actually. So she was here this weekend, played Friday with her a little bit. And then Saturday she was in. I had family stuff going on, so I didn't get a chance to play with her Saturday. But I mean, talk about, again, one of the top female pickleball players.
Could she be legit the number two behind Anna Lee? Could you say number two?
Sure.
I'm going to say it.
Okay, go ahead.
Number two pickleball player.
Okay, we'll call her that. But, I mean, she's playing with you. Well, no, I'm saying she's going to be playing with Riley Newman.
Yes.
And he's considered probably the second best. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's a fair thing to say.
She comes in and plays with...
Yeah, she plays with everybody. With a smile on her... Oh, yeah, not just with us, but with other people at the club, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't necessarily thinking us. Like, well, I'm pretty good. But to her, you're exactly right.
You're a 3-5 to her.
That's harsh. I don't know. But she was extremely gracious.
Yeah.
And even to our dear friend Kelsey, shout out to Kelsey too, who went total fangirl.
I heard from multiple people how
she was just starstruck by Jackie. And Jackie was really sweet with her, took a picture. She took several pictures with some employees.
Listen, if somebody is starstruck by me, I'm going to be so nice.
Right. But Jackie, seriously, Jackie and Jackson, her boyfriend, is a great dude too. Yeah. So happy to get to know them. We still have to have them on the pod at some point. It's not because they haven't said they're willing to do it. We've just have needed to find the time.
We'll do it at Ace.
Okay, we'll do it at Ace.
Look forward to Jackie Kawamoto.
So anyways, Ace is going well, I would say. Yeah. It's been a lot of hours, but it is great having people in there, people playing, and gotten a lot of good feedback. So please come check it out if you haven't already. Open play is daily, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And hit me up. I'll even give you a 50% off drop-in coupon. Nice. Or you should just become a member so you can come and play all the time. What else do you want to talk about?
Pickleball Rocks.
Oh, gosh. Really? We're going there?
Let's just make it short.
So you may have noticed that we did have one of our sponsors not in the intro. Little blur out effect. But yeah, so that has made national news now.
So we were Growth Pros. We sold paddles and apparel. And I'll tell you, we were investors.
Yeah.
And we are looking for our money.
So if any of you know where it's at.
By we, I mean the FBI. No, I don't think they're involved yet. We've got an attorney out of Indy who is being so wonderful. We've talked to the Indiana State Department of Securities.
Okay. I didn't know we were saying all of this. You're just going for it. But yeah, it's been...
That's public knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. All of that is public. It's been in the news. It's been in Indy Star, Wayne TV. So I'm just telling you that we have some personal ties to this.
Yeah.
So
and it's
if
been
you
hard.
Have any questions, let us know.
And it's been really hard, to be honest, because we have learned how many people were investors and a lot of friends. Heard a lot of stories from, you know, people who have invested. You know, we had a sum of money that is significant that would be really nice to have right now.
I could use some new kitchen countertops.
Right. That's not what we'd use it for, by the way. But I don't know. Some of the stories are heartbreaking of people who have lost a ton of money.
Millions.
And I still, sitting here right now, want to be careful and say we don't know what really is behind this, whether it was fully intentional or if it was bad business gone wrong. I want to believe the best in people, and especially in people who claim to be believers in Christ, as we do, which is all part of it's just been tricky. I would say, and even knowing, Rodney's son, Josh, and his wife, Abby, who live here in Fort Wayne and know them a little bit. And yeah, it's been tough. And my heart goes out to everybody who's involved in it, family and investors and all of it. So don't have a lot to say about it.
We don't. I just feel like I wanted to put it out there so that people knew, because I did have somebody say to me something, asking questions about it. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, I know the truth. And so here's the truth. And they were like shocked that I knew. So
So we're still kind of waiting to see what happens with all of it. Some people have much stronger opinions on it than we do. I will just say that, again, as believers, we believe that our money is not our money and that the Lord is sovereign in everything. So,
but I also believe that justice prevails.
Yeah. And it did absolutely stink to have that happen. But at the same time, we'll keep being faithful and see what happens. So anything else on that? Moving on. Okay. What else you want to talk about?
I didn't have anything else.
Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break because we do have to have our commercial in here for Drive Alive. So we'll be right back after this, and I got a couple more things and then we'll wrap up.
Okay.
Parents, your teen driver or soon-to-be driver looks to you for guidance on safe driving techniques.
Drive Alive is an organization dedicated to young driver safety. Visit our website at drivealiveindiana.org to view videos designed to facilitate conversations between parents and their teen drivers.
Topics include getting to know your vehicle, understanding car insurance, simple car maintenance, and what to do if you just had an accident.
Visit drivealiveindiana.org to learn more.
Welcome back. I mean, I just had a disagreement. We were going to do a really funny segment, but she wouldn't do it because she's boring. You'll share all the tea on Pickleball Rocks.
He wanted to make fun of one of our friends.
I didn't. I have a very self-deprecating sense of humor.
You do, but not everybody does.
Okay, fine. Then we're not doing it.
Okay. Pro tip. Pro tips.
Pro tip.
Well, it's good to think through, and without any tennis background, this was not new for me, but it was good to think through. Is when the ball's in front of me, wherever I am, I should be guarding my line, and when the ball is diagonal for me, I should be guarding the middle. And so I've really been thinking through that intentionally over the last week.
Okay, so say that again, because some people, this might be new information for. Mm-hmm. So when you're dinking, you're up at the line.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, even approaching the line.
Okay. Then
when the ball is in front of me, I am guarding my line.
Either my partner, if you're on the left or the right.
Or the right.
Doesn't matter.
My partner should have most of the middle balls.
Yeah.
And most of them.
In theory, if you're right-handed and you're on the left, guarding your line means you're going to need to hug the line even more, mm-hmm. because it's your backhand and you're probably not going to be as quick to get to the backhand.
Right. And your forehand's easier to get to.
Whereas if you're on the right side and the ball's in front of you and you're guarding your line, ball in front of you, guard your line, then you're maybe going to have a little bit more space. If you're me, you take a little bit too much space and to get to that forehand. But then the ball's diagonal, you're watching that middle.
Yep.
You're not worried about your line. You're kind of sliding over a little bit, and you're really responsible for that middle.
So much of pickleball is just being in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. So if you can just anticipate where your body should be, because if you'll notice when you watch the pros, it really doesn't seem like they move very much. Like how?
Right.
Because they are in the right place at the right time. I feel like I move all over the court. Why am I working so hard? So anyways, I actually do feel like thinking through that through an entire game made me so much more aware of my court placement, of where I am. And I got to balls so much easier. I still miss some.
Sure.
There were plenty of balls coming, you know, from the right to the right. That's, you know, I guess if I'm guarding cross court, that the person on the left can still take.
Yeah.
I mean, so still take that, but I guess I'm just saying I was more ready for it than I normally would be. So something to think about, little.
It's good.
Tip to work less hard on the court.
Okay.
I think.
I've got a tip also. And these are kind of, I'll give a shout out to my buddy Brennan, who said he listened to the pod the other day and enjoyed it. But he said, you didn't really talk about pickleball. So I was like, well, we better put a couple pickleball tips in there. But again, playing with Jackie this week, the one I always like to see, like playing with a pro, what does she do different? And man, the two things that I notice is how low she gets. She gets so stinking low.
Like, she is in her 20s.
Deep squats. Yeah, I probably would hurt myself.
That's also not fair.
Right. But that's, I mean, that's part of it is I can get lower. Yes, I cannot
get lower.
I cannot get as low as she does and do that deep squat, but I definitely can get lower.
Yes, you
can. That's something I can work on. And then just her resets. So many of them are more cross court.
I've actually been doing that more too the past couple days.
Yeah.
It's resetting everything. Actually, I've been trying to hit every single ball cross court just to see what would happen. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's everything I do is cross court.
There's more margin for error.
Right.
You can hit it a little harder, it's a little further and more margin for error. So I like that.
Yeah.
Those are my
I feel like in rec tips. Play I'm always trying something new. Like every time I play, there's a new thought that I have that I'm working it out and thinking through it. So
do you tell your partner that every time? I'm trying something new.
No.
Okay. That's not my favorite.
I don't. But I don't feel like I tried stupid stuff.
No.
What's
the shadow behind us? Is there a dog?
It's my head.
Oh, it's your hand. Sorry. Looks like a dog.
So, anyways, it's fun to go into rec play and think new thoughts. So, your new thoughts should be your body placement on the court this week. And then maybe resetting, dinking, everything. Maybe try cross court.
Get low.
That should improve you. Don't do that again.
I thought you were for sure. I was going to try to entice an apple bottom jeans that you usually start dancing.
I love that song.
I know you do. All right. What do we love? Let's end this thing.
I love bed.
I love bed too. No, I'm going to get sweet and sentimental and say I love you. And I really appreciate you this week, especially. You were really sweet through a hard week.
You did have a hard week.
And I think you're pretty good looking too. I gotta tell this story. This is so funny. So my phone like randomly pulls up like photos, like any photo in my photo album. And for some reason, sometimes it grabs some really weird ones. And I think we had scanned in or taken a picture of your senior picture. And you had some rockin' bangs your senior year of high school.
It was 1999, guys.
And by rockin' bangs, I mean unattractive.
I mean 1998. Okay. When I had that picture taken. So just, you know.
Okay. So anyways, it's this.
The times.
And it's even like this, what's that? Sepia? Like color. I mean, it's just not a good picture. But you're really serious in it. Like you think you're probably pretty hot stuff. So that's the phone on my wallpaper for like this minute. And then Abby happens to call and you.
I updated my card on my phone when I call people.
Right.
My
now,
professional picture comes
up. Professional picture. And you even put this like really pretty purple background. It's just like really pops. Like it's a good picture. I just laughed because I was like, man, that's a glow up of all glow ups.
That is really funny. Yeah. That is not a great picture of me being 18.
No, but. Hey, you've aged well, so congratulations. At 40, you look better than you did at 17. That's impressive.
Oh, boy.
So that's what I love. You love sleep. I love you. And
I love you, too.
Thanks. Let's not kiss or make it too weird. But yeah, it wasn't 5 minutes, but it was a little over 15, I think.
We gave him some good content.
Hopefully. Lots of different stuff to think about. So next week, the plan is for me to be back with Ryan doing BDO. And we can talk about Ryan's glow up. I've never seen his senior picture. So I don't know. But maybe we'll discuss that amongst many other things.
Yeah, we have some other glow ups we could show.
There you go. We do have other glow ups we could show. And also, if you have any content for us that you want us to check out your games, especially if you're an ACE member and you have PlaySight and you can easily take video content, send them to me at HoosierPickleball@gmail.com and we will put you as our featured video on BDO. Bang, dink, ow. Boom. Still love the name. All right, this is it for one more game for today. Hope you all have a great week, and we will see you next time. You're supposed to say like bye or something.
Nah. Somebody's comment on my viral video again was something wrong. Some team won't.
That's awesome.
As always, we want to thank our sponsors, Hoosier Pickleball, Drive Alive Indiana, Ace Pickleball, and Whelan Real Estate. Reach out to Abby B for all your buying, selling, investing, and other real estate needs. In addition, a big thank you to the Ace Pickleball Studio in the world-famous Spiess Fieldhouse. Please make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or find us on YouTube at One More Game Pod. That's the number one More Game Pod. Hit that subscribe button and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating to help us spread the love. You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok at Hoosier Pickleball for all kinds of fun, tips, tricks, and other family shenanigans. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.